All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, as the National Football League season is set to begin, there is once again controversy surrounding the Washington Redskins. And I'm not just talking about the whole problem with the team's actual name of the Redskins. You look at the fact that quarterback Robert Griffin III will begin this year as a backup quarterback for the Redskins. Now, RG3 was the second overall pick of the 2012 NFL draft by the Redskins. He would go on to help the Redskins win the NFC East in 2012 for the first time since 1999. And in the process, he really gave the folks of DC something to be thankful about as far as their football team went. Now, with that said, Griffin did suffer a knee injury during that year, and honestly, the Redskins should not have allowed RG3 to come back onto the field that year. But he literally limped out on the field for a wild card playoff game that year against the Seattle Seahawks. You could see that he was only a shell of the player that he was when he was dazzling everybody around the NFL with his playmaking ability. And then subsequently, he would have to go on and have off-season knee surgery, did not participate in training camp in 2013. But by former Redskins head coach Mike Shanahan, he was still named as a starter for week one in 2013. Things never got going for Griffin in 2013. He had a 3-10 record before he was benched for the final three games of the regular season. The Redskins were abysmal that year, and thus a coaching change was made. Now you enter Jay Gruden in 2014 as the new Redskins head coach, and he never warmed up to the idea of having Griffin as his starting quarterback, and that is shown. Now, Griffin last year had a record of 2-5 as a starter, as he only threw 4 touchdown passes to 6 interceptions. So that really lets you know what type of season that RG3 had in 2014. Now, I said the injuries have limited RG3. Also, the fact you look at what RG3 was able to do in 2012 is that he was simply an athlete at the quarterback position. And the Redskins then, of course, under Shanahan, modified their offense to the strengths of RG3, and he was able to really just light it up. Now, as a transition has gone from Griffin being more of an athletic quarterback to that of a pocket passer, he has not been able to keep up the speed. And if you look at Griffin play over the past few years, if his first option in the passing game is not there, he is lost, because like it was for him in college at Baylor, like it was for him in his first year with the Redskins, if the first option wasn't there, simply just take off and go downfield and make something happen. And as a pocket passing quarterback in the National Football League, there's going to be numerous times when your first, second, and even third options aren't there. And sometimes you have to look all around the passing tree and eventually come back to your first or second option. That is something that Griffin has not fully grasped yet. And at the same time, I don't know if Jay Gruden has really gone out of his way to help Griffin. Now, here is where more of the controversy ensues, because I am sure that when Jay Gruden sat down last year with Redskins owner Dan Snyder upon his initial interview to become the Redskins head coach, I am sure that one of the questions that Dan Snyder asked Jay Gruden was, can you help Robert Griffin to become a better quarterback? And I'm sure before Dan Snyder signed off on bringing Gruden into the Redskins organization, the answer from Gruden was yes. There is no way, and I mean no way possible, that Gruden could come in there and not be willing to work with Griffin. Now, you look at this situation, the coaches and some of the front office people have been torn as far as what to do with RG3. And honestly, I think the best thing for all parties involved is simply to move on. I think RG3 still has a great chance to be a solid NFL quarterback. He just needs to leave the Redskins organization. Again, since Dan Snyder took over as the Redskins owner in 1999, this franchise has been abysmal at best. So you look at a situation for RG3. It could be time for him to move on. There was talks about the Redskins releasing him or even trading him. And I look at the Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, and the Philadelphia Eagles as the best landing spots for RG3. Now, you know that the Redskins are not going to sit back and trade Robert Griffin III to a division rival in the Philadelphia Eagles, which means that he would have to simply be cut by the Redskins for that to happen. But you look at it and you look at the spread offense that Eagles head coach Chip Kelly runs, very similar to what RG3 did in college at Baylor. So that is something that is quote-unquote RG3 friendly. I bring up the Denver Broncos for the simple fact that Peyton Manning has one, maybe two more years left as a starting quarterback in the National Football League. And if you are Robert Griffin and you want to learn and know what it takes to be an NFL starting quarterback, who better to learn from than Peyton Manning, who was one of the best quarterbacks to ever suit up in National Football League history? And if RG3 is not, quote unquote, a solid student of the game, he will have no choice but to be that under the tutelage of Peyton Manning. Not to mention with the Denver Broncos, your head coach in Gary Kubiak was a former NFL quarterback, and the executive VP of football operations out there in Denver, John Elway, is a Hall of Fame quarterback and a two-time Super Bowl winner himself. I also brought up the Kansas City Chiefs due to the fact that Chiefs head coach Andy Reid has had a long history in getting the most out of quarterbacks, especially scrambling quarterbacks. You look at what Donovan McNabb was before he came into the NFL with the Philadelphia Eagles, and then lastly, Michael Vick during Reed's time with the Philadelphia Eagles. So there, those are options right there. I still think that Griffin sees the field at some point this year because the Redskins and Jay Gruden have now decided to go with Kirk Cousins as their starting quarterback. And I don't see Kirk Cousins lighting it up, and I don't see Kirk Cousins also being able to stay healthy. So there's an opportunity. This would be Griffin's last shot in D.C. But I tell you like this. If the Redskins decide to move on from RG3 after this year, it is not going to be the only move that is made there because I don't see Jay Gruden surviving another year in Washington after this fiasco. I mean, Griffin, you know, he came in like a storm and he's going out with a whimper there in Washington. And it's not all of his fault. I think it's the organization because, like people always say, players don't win championships, but organizations do. And you have to be a strong organization from top to bottom. That is something that the Washington Redskins aren't. And I guarantee you, if RG3 goes to another organization, he will put his best effort forward. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300pounds of sports knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number one in the National Football League. Now, if you're out there on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is always my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You are more than welcome to check that out and like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.